It is a joy to be with you each morning by virtue of this radio broadcast. Thank you for joining us today. We remind you of the Crockett Church of Christ because we're advertising for you to come and be a part of the services with us on Sundays, 9:30, 10:30, and 6 on Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. We're at Highway 4, 7458 Highway 4 West in Senatobia, Mississippi, 38668. What about the Word of God? How can we understand what God has said? If we understand the definition of the words that He uses, then we're on the way to understanding what God's will is. For example, the context in which baptism is found in Romans chapter 6 describes it as a burial, and describes it as a burial because that's the meaning of the term. It's an immersion. It's a burial. It's the idea of being a person who rises to walk in newness of life from that burial. That's the hope of the soul Paul wrote about, and says that it's such a commitment that we do not need to continue in sin. God forbid, how shall any of us that have died to sin live any longer therein? In regard to this matter, consider also the context in which it's found. Here are Gentile people being written in Rome. Here's the message for them to remember what they had done. And here's the message for them to continue to improve and grow in the righteousness of God. Romans 6, beginning at verse 18, "But God be thanked that whereas you were the servants of sin, you become obedient to the gospel, to the form of doctrine delivered to you, being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness." That's the way in which we're to serve. You can hear this message again at the CrockettMSChurchOfChrist.com, and we hope that you will. This is Robert Ross.